And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he returned from him toward another and spake after the same matter. And the people answered him again after the former matter. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. This is Brother Nick stepping in for this evening. If you have your Bibles handy, we're turning to the first book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we're looking at verses 26 through 48. Folks, last week we got to talk about the wonderful resurrection of our wonderful Savior. But folks, life doesn't just stop at the resurrection. It continues to go on. And because it continues to go on, we must understand the moment you get saved. If you just got saved last Sunday after you heard the wonderful Savior, the story of the wonderful risen Savior, I implore you to know this. After you get saved, you are now enlisted in a battle. You're enlisted in a battle. The title of this message is entitled, The Battles We Face. The Battles We Face. You know, sometimes in Christianity, we must continue to fight the same battles over and over again. It may be in a different plane. It may be in a different state. It may be with a different person. But the battles continue to be the same. For the children of Israel, they had one huge battle to fight against, but they were already fighting against the Philistine army. The problem was that now there was one man, there was one individual, his name was Goliath. And he wanted to say, in order for our armies to stop fighting each other, let's just have your greatest soldier go against me. And whoever wins, they're going to be the victor. Well, these soldiers saw how Goliath was, and they were scared in their boots, my friends. Why? Because they were looking at man's outward appearance. Far too often today, in the battles we face, we continue to look at the outward appearance. Why? Because this is all we're looking at. We're not truly looking at what God wants us to see. And what God wants us to see is that we are in a battle and he is the one that fights with us. I want to bring your attention four main things this evening to remember when it comes to this thing about the battles we face. Number one, when David faced Goliath, he faced him decisively. Look in verse number 32. It says, And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. The Christian life is for the brave-hearted. It is not for the coward. It is not for the weakling. It is for those who are brave. No matter how much people criticize you, no matter how much people say about you, you must go on. You must go on for the cause of Christ. You see, David here, even though David saw this giant, he did not refer to him as a giant. He referred to him in verse 26 as an uncircumcised Philistine, defying the armies of God. You see, you must face the giants, my friend, with the right mindset, knowing that the living God, the one true God, is the one who's going to fight your battles with you and for you, my friends. So we must be decisive. We must not let this world criticize us in our mind and in our spirit. We must move forward for the cause of Christ. But David, when it came to a battle he faced, he also faced Goliath with courage. He faced Goliath with courage. Look in verse 34. It says, And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. When he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine, he said it again, shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Folks, when you face a giant, no matter how big, No matter how loud and proud, no matter how long you're facing this giant, you have to face this giant with courage. Be a courageous Christian with wisdom and discernment. Don't ignore the devil's devices. Don't give him a place where he has advantage in your life so you don't get to the point of being afraid of the living God. Folks, you must stand for the cause of Christ now before it is too late. I'm not sure how much longer America has, but as she continues to go through battle after battle, she must stand for truth. She must stand for the cause of Christ. David faced his Goliath. David faced his giant with decisiveness. David faced his giant. David faced Goliath with courage. But David faced his giant with confidence. With confidence. Look in verse number 45 with me. This is one of the verses I encourage you as a Christian, memorize by heart. It will encourage you and help you along the way, every way. Verse 45 says this, "Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." You see, you must have confidence in any battle that you're going to go through, that the living God is right there with you to fight the battle with you and for you. Because any giant we face is never going to be bigger than the God we serve. The one true God, the God of Israel. The Christian life is supposed to be where we put all of our trust in God, always goes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't try to face the giant by yourself. I promise you, I've heard story after story. I've heard person after person go through battles where the giants came and they took them out because they were not doing it. They were not facing these giants in the name of the Lord God. God will fight for you. The fight is not against us. The battle is against the devil. It says over there in Philippians chapter 6, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Folks, this is what we must understand. When someone gets to you at work, when somebody gets to you at your home, when you're just feeling down about yourself, when you're doubting the goodness of God, listen, understand this. This is not a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle. Everything always starts off in the spirit and will manifest in the flesh. So what does your spirit say today, my friends? Does it say you're standing for the things of God? Does it stand in saying you're standing against the Goliaths of your day? Do you know who God truly is? This is a confidence David had against Goliath. David had confidence. You and I can have confidence as well. David not only faced Goliath decisively, he had courage. David not only faced Goliath with the courage, rather, he had discernment. David faced Goliath with confidence, but also David faced Goliath with cunning. He was cunning. Look in verse number 48. It says this, "And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." You see, you must attack the enemy head on. You must go by faith. You must do it, and you must attack it. What are we supposed to attack? People? No. We're supposed to attack sin. We're supposed to attack bad habits in our life. You and I are on a battlefield. We must be cunning. We must attack those weak areas in your life. We must attack these weak areas with wisdom and direction from the Holy Spirit of God. Remember, we can win this battle if we're willing to stand for the things of God, if we're willing to do the things of God and trust God. By the way, I have to remember mention this as well. David did all of this. David did all of this without one piece of armor from somebody else. Look in verse number 39 with me in 1 Samuel chapter 17. It says, "And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, but for he had not proved them. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off." You see, when David went against Goliath, all he had was a stone, 5 smooth stones, and a sling. All he had was what he could honestly carry, and he put his faith where it mattered most, in the Lord God, in order to get him that victory. Folks, don't you think that God wants you to live in victory? I believe he does. I believe he does. That's why we must continue to apply and to live and to read God's word every day in order to give us the victory. But we must understand that victory comes through faith, through the faith. You see, David, above all, was convinced that something needed to be done. Look in verse number 29 with me one more time. It says, and David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? My friends, is there not a cause in your life? We see what's going on in America nowadays. We see the things that they're promoting. We see what America could be when she was back in the early 1700s and 1800s and maybe even early 1900s. But folks, we must stand up against these giants of our days. We must do what's right for the cause of Christ. We must attack these giants decisively. We must face these giants with courage. We must be confident in the Word of God and in God Himself, and we must do so in a cunning, smart, decisive manner. There will always be those who just don't understand the real battle doesn't start on the field, it doesn't start on the plain, and it doesn't even start in the valley. The real battle starts in your mind. Even before you even enter that battlefield, you must be prepared. David was prepared above all. Why? Because he knew what he had to do. He already had fought a lion and a bear before time. He was ready, and he did so through the word of God, by the power of God, through the Spirit of God. What about you, my friends? Are you somebody who's constantly putting so much ingenuity and understanding in your own strength, trying to give you the victory against the giants? Or are you simply falling because you don't know how to face them with God? Proverbs 3:25-26 says this, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Are you willing to stand against the giants? Are you willing to do what's right? Are you willing to answer the call?